This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 36 for Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. This is our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. And one of those people that makes this place so wonderful is our special guest today, Mary Kay Roth, and we'll have her coming up next. But first, Brian, what stories are on our website?
We have a whole collection of stories in our LPS in the News section. And so this is a special section on our website where we feature LPS being highlighted in news media across the city. So first of all, KLKN Channel 8, they did a story called USS Nebraska Crew Members Visit Everett Elementary. And so the USS Nebraska is a submarine, and on these ships that are named after states, they have these opportunities for the crew to visit the namesake. And so there are members from the USS Nebraska that were here in Nebraska, and they ate lunch with students and answered questions from fourth and fifth graders over at Everett. So,
and the kids love it. I mean, it's a great, they've done it every year for a couple of years now, and I think they really enjoy that.
Oh yeah, and they were talking about how, you know, in Nebraska, you probably don't hear a whole lot about the Navy,
right?
So it's a fun fun opportunity for the students there to get to learn what do you do aboard a submarine and what are all the things that go on in the Navy. So neat opportunity there, both for the crew and for our students. Journal Star, they did a story about a zoo school student that was trying to build a tiny home. And so normally, zoo school students or science focus program students, they have a two-year project during their junior and their senior year, and typically it has to do something with science, environmental or other, but Indigo Mathis really wanted to do something related to architecture, which is something that he has enjoyed, and so he decided to build a tiny home. And the science focus program wasn't sure about this to start. They're like, I don't know if it's science. But he and them went kind of back and forth and worked this out and figure out how to make it work. And so you can watch that or read about it up on the Journal Star, how he put together this tiny home. And then 1011, they interviewed our world language curriculum specialist, Kate Damgard, and she talked about all the different world language opportunities in our middle and high schools, where you can learn French, Chinese, Spanish, lots of different languages, and kind of how those opportunities differ from school to school. So she kind of explained what's going on there. So a lot of great things going up on our website, and there's some other stories too.
Great. People should check that out, because we are so appreciative of the local media and the relationship we have with them, and they always cover such great stories about Lincoln Public Schools. We wanted another way to share those stories, so we do have that feature in the news on our website.
Yeah, and I keep going back to that page, because every time something new comes out, we pop it up there, so that page is always changing. Quick few things coming up on the calendar. Tomorrow in the morning, girls varsity golf is going over at Mahoney Golf Course. Cross country's in the afternoon at Pioneers Park. And at 4 p.m., if you're interested in some tennis over at Woods Park, East High is playing Northeast. On Friday, 3 p.m., it is like volleyball-a-palooza Friday afternoon, and then Sunday or Saturday morning, the LPS championship is going on, both at Southeast and Southwest, and it's not just LPS schools, it's a whole bunch of schools. 4 p.m. Friday, boys tennis, East High is playing Southeast at Woods, and 7 p.m. over at Seacrest, Southeast is playing East High. Monday afternoon, both at 5 p.m., we have softball games up at Doris Bear, Southeast versus Northeast, and Southwest versus Southeast. And then next Tuesday, don't forget, it's PLC day, so it's early dismissal. You either need to pick up your kiddos a little early, or remember they'll be coming home
a little bit early.
So always remember those PLC days. 9 a.m. on Tuesday, girls varsity golf is going on over the Highlands. At 4 p.m., boys tennis, Northeast Lincoln High at Woods. And that evening, volleyball 6:30 Southeast is at Southwest.
And it's a little bit too early, but we are fast approaching the arts season. So if you go to our website, you can see arts calendar. We've got shows coming up in October. I know that high schools are already selling tickets for those October shows. Check it out. There's definitely lots that you can see. Also, we've got marching band competitions coming up.
Yeah, I saw this weekend as the first marching band competition. It wasn't here in Lincoln, so I didn't put it on the calendar. But going on at Fremont, it was called like the marching band preview. So sort of a first chance for them to get their shows out on the field. But as soon as we start having events here in Lincoln, we'll feature them on the calendar.
And I know students in all of our activities appreciate your support. Well, Brian, today we have a very special guest. We are sitting in Mary Kay Roth's office. Mary Kay is the Director of Communications. You've heard her on our Stories from LPS before. She's done the Superintendent Spotlight. She's the host of that show. She's also done other features, and one that we really like is called Final Words. That's where she goes out and talks to outgoing high school seniors and retiring staff and gets their final thoughts. Well, today we're going to get Mary Kay's final thoughts because Mary Kay is retiring at the end of September. And we wanted to hear what she has learned, what kind of things she has learned in her career, not only here at Lincoln Public Schools, but through life's journey. So welcome, Mary Kay.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. I finally get to be on an LPS podcast.
Finally, I know. Finally. You were on, you just didn't know you were on.
That's true.
That's right.
First, tell us about your journey. Tell us about your professional journey and who had an impact on your life.
Oh, I have had a great journey. And interestingly enough, as you're getting ready to retire, you think a lot about that journey. You don't think about it much when you're on the journey, but in the last few weeks, I've been thinking back a lot. I'm an LPS product. I went to Beatty Irving in Southeast High School. My third grade teacher, Mrs. Kanowski, told me I was a writer, and I believed her. I was the editor of the newspaper at Irving and then at Southeast. I graduated with a degree in journalism at UNL and was a newspaper reporter for a good half of my professional career. I was a reporter at the Beatrice Daily Sun and down in Florida and around in upstate New York. And then I came back to Lincoln because I love it so much. My very last beat on the newspaper was covering public education, and I absolutely fell in love. And when I had the opportunity to come over here to do communications 20 years ago, I said yes.
And your passion for public schools is so evident. I mean, obviously, because you work for a public school, but I think even in your writing, people mentioned that you they remember working with you when you worked for the newspaper and they remember how you would cover education then. And you've always had this passion for public education. Why is public education so important?
I think public education is important for a couple reasons, most especially because that is about the future of us. The children that we are educating now are going to be our citizens and are going to be our leaders, and so it is so important that they get a sound education to create a really great future for our community, for our state, for our country. I believe public education is also the great equalizer. Every single child that comes to the door at Lincoln Public Schools, we let in. We don't ask questions. We don't care where they came from, who they are. We take them in, and we give everyone a wonderful, equal-free education. What a great equalizer. You don't see that in every facet of life.
What are ways that you've seen, in the time that you've been in Lincoln Public Schools, things change as far as the things that we do here being more serious, being bigger? How do you see it being different?
We're sure bigger. I mean, like I said, I go way back to when I was in Beatty Elementary back in the 60s, and it was such a small little school district. And when I came here, it was much, much smaller. So you just get the breadth of scale. I mean, when you think about 60 schools instead of, say, 40 schools, you're dealing with a lot more kids and a lot more staff. And so you just get that change in scale, one of the positives about Lincoln Public Schools is it feels like we're still a very personal neighborhood school district, and we are, but boy, that becomes more of a challenge. I think simply in education, Brian, so much more technology, so you see that balance happening constantly, and as communicators, we need to convey how that we are still giving a great education. It just changes. When somebody says to me, oh my gosh, I liked it better, then I say, look at Heritage School where our kids go to school for one day, where it's like at school 100 years ago. We don't teach like that anymore. And so if you're smart in education, you keep changing. I think also if you do communications for this school district, it has changed enormously just because of the pace. Everybody wants something now, quicker, and there are so many different ways to communicate. So that can feel really overwhelming, but it can also feel really like, oh my gosh, how many opportunities do we now have to reach our community that we didn't have before?
That was one of my questions was, I mean, the school district has changed, but also your job and the job of communications has changed. What are some of the big changes you have seen that you just never thought that's how it was going to be in communications?
When I walked in the door 20 years ago, I tell people, I bet 90% of the ways we communicated was on paper. And I mean, that just seems so, that sounds like a dinosaur age now. I would say now 5 to 10% of the way we communicate is on paper. We have, Brian does our website, and we have this enormous amount of information on the website. We have social media where we reach people so much quicker and so much more directly. Every time, it's just like any other facet of life. Every time you turn around, there's another way that you can communicate. And like I said, you can get really overwhelmed with all of those ways, but it also affords us incredible opportunities to talk to our public and tell them our stories, tell them good news. And if something goes wrong, we are allowed to immediately tell our community, oh my gosh, here's what went wrong and here's how we're going to fix it. So you hear so many people saying, oh my gosh, this is hard. Well, it is challenging, but wow, how many options we now have.
To engage those families and engage our community.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel like now that there is a lot more back and forth? I was thinking like when it was print, that it was kind of this slower cycle and you got to sort of really think about things and deliberate and put this thing out there and then, you know, hope people would read it, maybe get some feedback like, oh yeah, I read that item that you put out there, and now everything is just instantaneous, you know, what they think about stuff.
It is, and what's interesting is, for the longest time you kept hearing, we need to engage our public, and I think we do that in lots of wonderful ways and have for a long time, but now you really engage your public. I mean, if something goes wrong, they're on Facebook right away. If something goes right, they respond right away. So you're right, there is this immediacy with your public that is really quite healthy and really allows more transparency. You guys work with me, and so you know I always say, quick is wonderful, but we have to continue to be thoughtful. And so as much as we get pushed to respond immediately, I think it's partly our responsibility to just at least catch our breath and make sure that we're getting the right answer and a thoughtful answer. But boy, we get pushed all different ways to do it now.
Well, and especially, there's so much information out there so quickly, and misinformation that came out there quickly, and people have already made their decision before you've even had a chance to gather all of that information, and so that can present another challenge.
The man we love, the director of security, always says you can't beat the tweet.
Can't beat the tweet.
So I think, but you can be thoughtful and accurate, and so if I believe the public knows that Lincoln Public Schools is transparent, honest, accurate, we do our best to respond as quickly as we can, and I'll take that as a reputation.
What are you going to miss from Lincoln Public Schools, from your job?
Oh, so many things. I know everybody says this, but it's absolutely true. As I think about what I miss is the people. I have the best coworkers ever. Talk about a fine group of people at Lincoln Public Schools. My team is the best team in the universe. They say if you want to know where communications is meeting, just follow the laughter, and it is absolutely true. I'm sitting, Mindy and Brian, with two of the people that I will miss the most. I'll miss my old team the most. I will miss a sense of, I think that if you work at Lincoln Public Schools, you get that sense of, I am doing something that matters, and I feel like we do something that matters, and I think I'll miss that. I will find other ways to do that, but it won't be quite as, this has been a significant, like I said, I believe in public education, so it is so significant, so I miss that sense of doing something. I will miss the work, but also not.
You'll get your nights and weekends back.
I'll get life back.
You'll get life back.
What are some plans that you have after you leave?
I'm going to write again. I haven't been able to do much personal writing, so I'm going to write again. And I already have, I'm just going to see what comes to me there. I'd like to start a blog, as enjoying the world of blogs. Mm-hmm. I want to get out in nature more. I'm a master naturalist now. I want to see more sunrises. I want to get out in my garden. I want to spend more time with my grandchildren. I would like to get reacquainted with my friends. At the same time, I am going to try really hard to say three really, really powerful words. I don't know. I would really like to kind of have the mystery of life unfold.
Very good. Mary Kate, what are some of the accomplishments you're proud of?
I have had the unique distinction of being the very first communications director at Lincoln Public Schools. And so I've had the unique opportunity to create a communications team. How cool is that? And who gets to
do
that?
To go from one person shop to this team.
Yes. I will add very quickly, the only way you can do that is when you have support from leadership. And so I have to thank Superintendent Dr. Steve Joel, the Lincoln Board of Education, and the executive teams. The only way that we would have had communications be created and grow is with that kind of leadership. So that is the thing I'm proudest of, is creating a fabulous group of people. In my tenure here, we passed two bond issues. I believe there are lots of parts of that, but I sure believe communications is part of that. We started the Citizens Academy. Community members can learn all about Lincoln Public Schools. We started learning lunches. Social media came to be under my watch, believe it or not.
That's just a fad.
We've built new schools. We've done a lot of news media training under my watch, and I'm really proud of that. And man alive, we've survived a lot of crises.
A lot of crisis. So what are some of those challenges that you have survived or overcome?
I think the greatest challenge in this job is the 24/7 constant. You are just on all the time, and that is not stretching it. You get a 9 o'clock call from a principal where something has happened with a student, or a 5 a.m. call that there's a gas leak in a neighborhood and we need to let that school, you know, the schools in that neighborhood know. It is just constant, and that is tricky to stay on top of all of that and stay fresh and energetic and all the things that you need to be in this job. It's also just challenging and interesting, all the different things that come at you in any given day. We were laughing because I had pulled up an old message about, we had to send a message out about dangerous clowns or pink slime. There's just so many, you think that you've got a template for everything and then you absolutely don't. So it's that constant, you never know, which also makes it a really great job, but makes it a challenge. I would say that the greatest incident that was a challenge was when the building burned down, because you wake up in the morning and everything's, not only is everything gone, you're dealing with the emotions of every single person in district office, but you also have the reality of we had our communication systems wiped out. Right. And so here you are, communications people, and you're supposed to communicate with people. Dr. Joel had been here a year at the time, and he was such a fabulous leader through all of that. And I think that we really bonded during that time. And I'm proud of the way we got through that, because that's just a classic example of taking a crisis, a tragedy, and looking for silver linings. Because what we managed to do was to demonstrate the resiliency and strength of this school district in the way that we came through it. So it was an example of taking something that was really difficult and finding silver linings. But I'm really proud of that. That was a tough time watching the building burn down and what did they say, rising from the ashes.
Yeah, and losing everything. I mean, there was employees who'd lost research and years of work and other items here in the fire, and dealing with all of those emotions while trying to deal with all the professional and the work stuff as well.
That's exactly right. So you're dealing with, I remember we had a press conference that afternoon at East High, and because people had nowhere to go, they all showed up at East High, and people were holding each other and crying and you know, grieving the loss of so many things. At the same time, we have a press conference saying, okay, here's what we have to do going forward. So there were those two strands happening at the same time. And wow, we came out well. And we're sitting here in my office, which has a window that I never had in the old building. Again, silver linings. insurance money covered this beautiful new building. So
something you would not have gotten had the tragedy not happened. But like you said, rising from the ashes.
You're right. In the aftermath of that fire, so much of the communication was about the positive stories that were going on. So many teams were working so hard. And it was a fun time to be in communications, I think, just because there was so much good to get out there. And it boosted everybody to know what everybody was doing and be like, oh, man, they're working hard and we're working hard.
We supported one another.
Right.
Our different departments supported one another. And if you ever have seen that people weaving together, it was quite wonderful. And we were spread out for the longest time, and there had been some discussion, do we need to decentralize? And I think there was a really significant discovery that during that time that no, we needed to be together. We are much stronger together.
You mentioned the positive stories, Brian, that came out of it. Why is it so important for a school district or any entity or organization to respond during a time of crisis? I mean, why do you recommend that there should be a response rather than no comment or shying away from the media coverage? Why is it so important?
I think that when you have a crisis, there are several things that you need to do. First of all, you just need to be honest with people. And there's some sort of human nature that you don't want to be. And when you're honest with your public, they are understanding almost every single time. And so the first thing you need to do is just be honest and tell them, here's what's going on. But what you discover, and it's almost every crisis that you go through, is that there's almost another layer of that crisis that is this what I call the silver lining.
You know, you and I have been here for a similar amount of time. Our website's been different than a lot of school district websites in that when I look around, I see websites that are full of announcements, agendas, things that they have to get out there. And our website has always been about telling the story of Lincoln Public Schools, to put those good stories out there, to invite people into our district. Can you talk about why you've always felt that that's important?
When I came here, I was pretty much a one-person shop, and I alone decided on what the communication mission statement was, and it's held up for 20 years, and that is, Lincoln Public Schools Communications helps tell the stories of Lincoln Public Schools. And I think it's important because research would indicate this, as well as just simply knowing that the way you reach people is not, I mean, numbers are important and achievement scores are important and graduation rates are so incredibly important, but the way you reach people is through your stories. And the wonder of Lincoln Public Schools is that we have so many good stories to tell. We have 60 schools and programs, and there are wonderful children and staff in every single one of them. We are rich with stories, and so why not take advantage of the fact that we can tell those stories? Brian, it's been so much fun to work on the website with you because you've been so good about, yes, we need all those user things on the website, but yes, let's make it about news and stories, and let's take this opportunity to use the website to tell our stories.
You've definitely embodied that we share the stories of Lincoln Public Schools, but you've also recognized that it has to take more, because you were a one-person team and you had to cover this whole district by yourself, and then you were slowly building this team using from other departments. And is that part of why the Communications Festival came out? I mean, why is it so important to have the Say What Festival where we're doing communications training for staff?
I remember we have this wonderful communications festival called Say What that happens every summer that's open. First, it was just open to LPS people, but we've opened it up to other communications folks for other school districts because we thought it was so incredibly valuable. And I remember when the team got a little larger and we started to meet, we would always talk about what do we need to share with other departments. One of the things I believe is that LPS employees are the very best ambassadors for your school district. And so we need to keep asking ourselves, what do they need to know and what do we need to share with them to make them better ambassadors? I remember our group was sitting around and we were talking about, ooh, they need to know this and this and this. And I don't even remember whose idea it was. Brian, do you remember whose idea it was? Could have been yours.
It was.
I was
in the mood of conferences because I was putting together Google Summit at the time. It's like, oh my gosh, this sounds like a conference.
That's right. So you said, I think that we should have a conference and they could come to us and then we would have an opportunity to hold all those sessions. And it's grown over the years and we change it every year. And I think it's been quite effective for our own employees to learn social media or to learn, you know, how you did this or how you respond. Or we did one on front step communications.
Right.
So we've covered a lot of different areas and it's become a really valuable tool for communicating with our own employees about how they are better ambassadors for us. And they've loved that conversation. They always tell us how grateful they are. Thank you, Brian.
It's a great time as a department to come together every year and kind of have to refocus ourselves. Because before you commit to telling other people something, you have to sort of decide for yourself. It's like, where are we?
Well, we ask ourselves, okay, what issues do we have this year?
Right.
And what did we need to deal with? And those are the sessions that we need to have.
Yeah.
All right, as we're wrapping up, we're coming to the end of our conversation. What is your favorite part of your job?
First of all, I have so many favorite. First, I just love this job. This has been my best job ever. It's beyond my imagination. How lucky are you when all your skills come together and you get to work with the best people ever? So my favorite part of the job are like first day of school. When you go out on the first day of school, I'm not sure you ever feel quite as happy as when you watch parents across the community dropping off their children, taking pictures, totally confident that their kids are going to be happy at school that day, happy at school that year. If you ever want confidence in your school district, go out on the first day. I also, believe it or not, like the crises, because when you get through the crises, it's such a good feeling. And principals or whomever you've been working with are so grateful about what you've done. And so that is, believe it or not, that sounds sort of strange, but that's also a favorite thing. We have a contest called Thank You Teacher every year, and that perhaps is one of my favorite moments when the students come and they read, we choose winners, and the winning students read their letters about their teachers. And one of my favorite moments is to look at the face of the teacher as the student is reading the letter, because the teachers often have absolutely no idea the impact they make on those children. And I say to myself every year, this is why I do my job. This is why this is such a wonderful job. Also, favorite part of the job every morning is to come in and say hello, and I get to hang out with the best people ever on earth. I have to say, it's been a great ride, but I leave with total confidence that the new director of communications, Mindy Burback, will be amazing and will be capably handling everything that happens and will make this team soar.
Well, on that, do you have any piece of advice for me?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Don't forget two things. We're sitting in my office and I don't get out in schools as much, so I have pictures of children on my walls. Don't forget about the children and don't forget to have a good time.
Great advice. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you. If there's anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendar up on the podcast page at lps.org/podcast. It's also in the notes for this episode, so you can find that right on your little handy-dandy phone or whatever you're listening to this with. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday when we put up a new episode, you can find us on all the services. Just search for Lincoln Public Schools or Stories from LPS, and there's links to that also at lps.org/podcast. So thank you so much for joining us and Mary Kay Roth here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.